Friends, I'm very happy that I was given this opportunity to say a few words in Persian. I wouldn't have done it, but since it started, I would like to say just a phrase. And that's what I want to say, and it explains for itself. We say, In Hame Awaz, how as Shahwa. That means all these victories, all these triumphs for the cause, that according to the beloved Shaukat Effendi, it has amazed the men and women believers of the faith, has had no parallel in the three apostolic periods of the cause, is indeed the choice fruit of the labors of our beloved guardian Shaukat Effendi. I'm very happy that one of the members of the Universal House of Justice, well, we shall hear his message. Mr. Hoffman will be there in the Holy Land. He confirmed this, and he said, everything we have now is from Shaukat Effendi. And of course, the Universal House of Justice, that infallible body, is following the steps of the beloved God. Friends, I am so inadequate to speak about the beloved Shaukat Effendi. I was asked to speak and I was called to speak about my pilgrimage. And since I brought with me many documents, originals, which I never departed when I left on trips. But this time, out of my great love for all of you and my submission to the beloved Shaukat Effendi, I brought them with me. But unfortunately, it didn't reach for the time. So I don't have it here. Maybe I'll share them tomorrow when I speak again, because I heard our suitcases have been found. Friends, perhaps I start by this. Well, I'm very happy that we have different approaches about the station of the beloved Shaukat Effendi. We know how modest he was as Abdul Baha was. So many tablets revealed in honor of Abdul Baha that after the passing of Baha'u'llah, when they quoted, you know, such as all the names revolved around him, or Baha'u'llah prays that, O God, bring light to my eyes when the Master was in Beirut, and so many things, the Surah Al-Qus and others. Abdul Baha wrote back and said, am I not the interpreter of the writings of Baha'u'llah? Yes, you are. Then he said, the interpretation of all these titles, such as, O apple of my eyes, which cannot be any higher than that, Abdul Baha said, I am the interpreter, and the meaning of all is the servant of Baha'u'llah, no more. The beloved Shaukat Effendi followed the same example. And he gave every credit to Baha'u'llah and Abdul Baha. I had the great bounty to be in his presence 7 times. Friends, I tell you, I never heard him to say I. Never. He spoke of the time of Baha'u'llah, of the time of Abdul Baha, of the Baal. And then when it came for him to speak about his ministry and his time, he said, after the passing of Abdul Baha, the friends did this, did that. And I was there when the beloved Shaukat Effendi was announcing the 10-year crusade. He said, after the passing of Abdul Baha, the Baha'is took the message to 126 countries. And then the guardian paused and he said, they are not yet satisfied. They are not yet happy. They intend to take to 100 more countries and announce the world crusade. I was in tears. I said, my beloved, everything happened in your time. He said, these were all the prophecies of Baha'u'llah and Abdul Baha fulfilled. And then I remember exactly, I was walking with him near the shrine of the Baha, and then he quoted from Abdul Baha, "On che kunat, u kunat. Ma che tavanin kard. Whatever is done by Baha'u'llah. What can we do?" And that was a great lesson to the Baha'is until the next manifestation of Baha'u'llah, servitude. He signed the servant of his threshold, the threshold of Abdul Baha. He signed the servant of the threshold of the Baha'u'llah. There's another story. In a rug, in a carpet that he offered to the very room of the Baha'u'llah's declaration, and he ordered to be woven the servant of his threshold, Shobhi. That was a great lesson. I enjoyed very much the different approaches, and I enjoyed the talk. I just want to add one word to it, that is right. After Abdul Baha, we go to formative age and the Universal House of Justice. The world order of Baha'u'llah. But have we ever thought who built and created the world order of Baha'u'llah? I read this from, all my notes are in the suitcases which are now found, thanks to Baha'u'llah. The beloved Shobhi Effendi, in the dispensation of Baha'u'llah, he tells us, it should be borne in mind that the institution of the guardianship has been anticipated by Abdul Baha. In an allusion he made in a tablet addressed long before his own ascension to three of his friends in Persia. We know even the names of these friends. To their question as to whether there would be any person to whom all the Baha'is would be called upon to turn to the person after Abdul Baha. And in the tablet, in the testament of Abdul Baha speaks of the light which comes after me, in reference to the guardian, and so many quotations. To whom all the Baha'is would be called upon to turn after his ascension, he made the following reply: as to the station ye have asked me, know verily that this is a well-guarded secret. It is even as a gem concealed within its shell, that it will be revealed is predestined. The time will come when its light will appear. Don't we see now? When its evidences will be made manifest and its secrets unraveled. About the beloved Shobhi Effendi. But as I told you, in his great modesty, he gave every credit to the central figures of the faith and to the Baha'is. Even he did not rank himself with the Baha'is. The Baha'is are going to announce the 10-year crusade. The Baha'is are intending to do this and that and all the other things. Well, I don't refer to the holy, to the scriptures that the name, as here, Abdu'l-Bahá confirmed, what did he say? He said, this is well-guarded secret from the time immemorial. It is even as a gem concealed within its shell. The prophets of God in the Old Testament, in the Quran, in many quotations, the name of the beloved Shoghi Effendi is so praised. Even the duration of his kingdom, it's written how long he would live in this world. How long Abdu'l-Bahá, the name of the guardian, was there in all these scriptures. If you are interested, I'll give you references to all these things. Well, you know, you're all familiar. When this Miss Drayton of New York wrote to Abdu'l-Bahá that we know the prophecies of Isaiah, that during the time of the branch, wolf and lamb will lie together. And then it says, and a little child will lead them. And she said, I understand this. It has happened during the ministry of Abdu'l-Bahá. The beasts live together. But as far as to the little child is concerned, she was asking whether this little child was born. Abdu'l-Bahá wrote back and said, yes. He said, yes, this little child is born and exists. You have that, and perhaps I don't need to to read it to you now. Abdu'l-Bahá said, I give you the reference, in which Abdu'l-Bahá said that he'll show this little child, which will show the greatest power of God. And he says his luminous face will illumine the whole world. Abdu'l-Bahá says, do not forget this as far as you live in this world, because for this little child there will be phenomena and effects and miracles all for centuries and eras. These are in the Quran. There is a chapter that Abdu'l-Bahá quotes, that chapter in his will and testament, in reference to the beloved Shoghi Effendi, the twin surging seas that starts with the salutation of Abdu'l-Bahá address to for predicting the garden, the guardianship. Well, now I reference to these. I'd like to speak today. Yes, I found this. Verily, that infant is born and exists, and there will appear from his cause a wonder which thou will hear in future. Thou shalt see him with the most perfect form, most great gift. Friends, who am I to speak about the beloved Shoghi Effendi? I'm so inadequate. A humble dust. Abdu'l-Bahá said it. Let's see how Abdu'l-Bahá praises him. Thou shalt see him with the most perfect form, most great gift, most complete perfection, most great power, and strongest might. His face glisteneth, a glistening whereby the horizons are illumined. Unto all the world, the face of the garden glisten now. In all the Pacific, in all these islands, in all these houses of worship, all over the world, which makes everybody astounded. Not the Baha'is, those, the enemies of the cause, those people who are now killing the Baha'is, they're astounded. Where are these places? All as a choice fruit of pioneering that the beloved Shoghi Effendi announced. These pioneering, these people, these martyrs that everyone credits the victory of the faith to them, They gave their love, their lives for the love of the beloved Jehovah. They were raised by him. They were not risen in the time of Abdul Baha, but the power of the words and encouragement and all the plans of the guardian moved them to go, and now moving them to give their lives for him. Well, of course, all these things again go to Baha'u'llah. Therefore, forget not this account as long as thou art living, for as much as there are signs for it in the passing centuries and ages. Friends, it is too soon to appreciate the beloved Shovehand, the beloved God. How much he sacrificed. I don't know how to tell you how he worked. We were there in the Holy Land, in the pilgrim house, which looks from the hill, and we enjoyed very much to be there and at night face the room of the beloved Shovi Effendi down the hill. And we could see the light there in his room. It was too far, we couldn't see him. But we watched. And then I said, I watched until midnight. The light was still on. And I said, oh God, how much the guardian works. Where does it start? When does it start? And when does it finish? The following day, being in the presence of the guardian, I didn't mention it to him, but through Baha'u'llah, he knew everything. Without mentioning to him, when I walked with him, he turned to me and he said, do you know what time I start work? Yes, my witness, my wife is here. And he said, I start work at 4:00 every day. And I finish it until midnight, after midnight. This was the way the beloved Shovia family worked. Friends, I want to tell you about some of the assignments that I had from him. And these assignments, some of these, which I just made a note here. Yes, I was my first pilgrimage was on 1925, and it followed until 1937, 38, 39. And I was so eager, I felt a burning love for him. I wished I could be in his presence many times. And he was so kind to me. He said to me, I give you a permanent, what you call, visa. Anytime you can come, you're welcome. So it gave me that courage and that great happiness any time I could go. And I almost went every year until the beloved Shovi Effendi, in 1939, when he dispensed with me, he said, I'll call you. And I knew that was the end. And then in 1952. And I had, in 1937... Well, I don't know whether I speak about all my... If I want to speak about everything comes to my mind, I need days and days and days. I was there in 1925 looking... The beloved Shovi Effendi did not come that day to the meeting of the friends. Every Sunday there was a meeting, a big gathering. Just imagine a big gathering with the beloved Shovi Effendi be there and speak to you. He had a guest, an honorable guest. And I was, as a young man, don't ask me about my age. Although I have something to tell